Good morning. This is Tom Dunlap with your Monday Morning Minute from the Black Letter Podcast. This week, we're here to talk about Amazon.com, your favorite online seller. I know that if I don't have an Amazon box at my house almost every day, something's wrong. Maybe the Amazon truck got in a wreck or something. So we're all very familiar with Amazon, but what we may not be familiar with, and as business owners, we have to be familiar with, is Amazon's brand registry, particularly if you sell goods. If you're not familiar with it, get familiar with it. Let's talk a little bit about Amazon's most recent report. They released this just a few days ago, their 2023 brand protection report, and revealed that they invested more than $1.2 billion and 15,000 personnel, including machine learning scientists and special investigators, to secure the Amazon platform. They reported that over 700,000 bad actors had been deterred on that platform, and some of them by yours truly and some of the lawyers at my firm doing this for clients. Amazon also claims to have just decreased valid infringement notices by 30% since 2020 with the help of advanced AI, and over 7 million counterfeit products were seized and disposed of. So I have some tips and tricks for you when it comes to this, because we've just been dealing with an Amazon brand registry issue overseas. But first, before we get into my tips and tricks, let's talk about what is the brand registry. So the brand registry is a system that allows business owners or brand owners to register their product inside of Amazon as an accepted brand. In order to do this, however, you must have a registered trademark. So obviously, what's the most important step here? Get that registered trademark, because it lets you not only join the Amazon brand registry program and use the Amazon platform as a form of enforcement without having to pay a lawyer necessarily, or sometimes people do pay us to do it for them, but you can do it yourself. They have great tools. And that registered trademark allows you to enforce against bad guys and counterfeiters that are selling your product in stores or selling them on other platforms that don't have this brand registry program. Back to the brand registry program. Once you've enrolled your trademark, or once you've gotten your trademark, you have to create an Amazon seller or vendor account. Pretty straightforward. You do that at Amazon Seller Central or Vendor Central. Once you've created that account, you then enroll a brand. Quite simple. You go to your brand registry and click on enroll a new brand, and you submit the trademark information. Depending on what countries you're registering in, and I'll come to that in a minute, you need to submit the trademark information for each country. So Amazon.co.uk, where my daughter buys stuff from because she's in school in Great Britain, is different from Amazon.com, and they're two separate listings. You can do it through the same place, but you've got to register both trademarks and both brands, and you have to have a trademark in the UK and the US. And I'll talk about my story there in a second. After you do that, you submit the trademark information. You'll get a sometimes Amazon comes back and asks for verification, like a website URL for your product, if you have one, or an attorney. Often, if you used an attorney to register your trademark, your attorney will get the brand registry verification email. Very straightforward. We get them all the time and forward them to clients. Once you have registered your brand, you then have to list your product, and you have to list the SKUs and include product details. So there's a lot of steps here. And then finally, step 8 is you have to use their brand protection tools. So this is kind of a living system, and they're always adding new things. In fact, recently they've added something called transparency, something called Project Zero, and another thing called supply chain healing. They're all different products within the brand registry ecosystem that you as a business owner can use and manage, or you can have someone who works for you use and manage. But they're really effective tools to manage the Amazon platform. So what doesn't brand registry help you do? Well, one, if you don't have a trademark, you can't get in there. So it doesn't help you if you don't have a trademark in the jurisdiction you're talking about. Two, if your products are infringed on another website, say a seller's own site, somebody makes a counterfeit site and starts selling products, or they're selling them in stores, then you typically got to go to a lawyer, start with a cease and desist letter, and maybe end up in a lawsuit. There are, of course, things you can do in between, including an ICANN dispute to get somebody off a domain they're cyber squatting on, or even the trademark trial and appeal board where somebody may have hijacked your trademark. Best advice there, talk to a lawyer, talk to somebody who knows this stuff. So quick story about what happened. We had a client with a product in the US, a very big and well-known set of products, probably 15 or 20 products, toy products. And lo and behold, somebody registered trademarks for those same products, and it was not our client, in the UK, set up a website under the name of our client, but instead of .com, added .co.uk, registered that website, and filed trademarks with the UK, the UK IPO, which is the equivalent of the US PTO. We were able to get all those trademarks removed from the UK IPO. We filed countervailing trademarks for our client, We were able to obtain the domain, but it wasn't cheap and it wasn't easy. So my advice is, if you sell in foreign countries or plan to sell in foreign countries, register your trademark there and consider getting on Amazon Brands Registry there if you do it. I hope you enjoyed this Monday Morning Minute. I hope it was informative. I'm going to post a blog to go along with this with more details and a link to Amazon's Brand Registry 2023 report. Have a great week.